I always knew from a small boy that I wanted to play the organ. So I loved going to church because I knew I was going to hear organ music at church. But also, I guess something that would make me very unusual was that when I was a child, television soap operas had organ music. So when most young children would want to be outside playing, if my mother was home watching the soaps, I'm wanting to watch too. Not so much for the stories, because I'm, you know, 5, 6 years old. I don't understand the storylines, but that was organ music. I was reading and writing before I even entered kindergarten, and I knew the name of the man who played for several of the shows. His name was Charles Paul. And a few years later, I remember asking my mom if she could find out how I could write him. One day, my mother came home from work with the address to CBS. And I began a pen pal relationship with Mr. Paul that lasted up until shortly before his death in 1990. I went to Sammy E. Cohen Middle School, and that's really where my musical journey really, really began, because I signed up for a guitar class that was being taught by Mary Frances Early. Well, when I went into the room where the class was to be, there sat an organ. And I'm like, oh my God, my dream has come true. I will finally have access to an organ 5 days a week. So Miss Early did start an organ class, and I believe there were 5 or 6 of us who signed up for it. But by the end of the school year, I was the only student who remained in the organ class. But Miss Early, I will love her forever, because most days she would stay after school. And I would be allowed to stay with her while she was doing lesson plans or whatever. But there was a headset that plugged into the organ, and she would let me stay every day and practice. But around my 13th birthday, playing with my siblings out in the street, a truck pulls up to the house, and the men load an organ off the truck. I thought I was going to lose my mind. And in fact, I did. I think I did become momentarily incoherent. And my mother looked out the door. She said, "Food is for you," you know. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know. So I remember it was a Baldwin Orgasonic Spinet organ with 13 pedals. But, yeah, I'm showing up with that organ that day, I think, was one of the greatest days of my life.